Buyouts and attrition may be the order of the day at some federal agencies, but there is one kind of job managers are actually having a hard time filling right now. They're looking for experienced, qualified information security professionals. A study by the information security certifying body, ISC Squared, finds being an IT security expert offers not only a great opportunity to work for federal government, but the potential for salaries that rise and career advancement. Joining us is the executive director of ISC Squared, formerly the CIO at the Interior Department, Hord Tipton. Mr. Tipton, great to have you on.
Oh, pleasure to be here.
So you have done a survey of this whole field of cybersecurity. Tell us about the survey and what some of the big findings were.
Well, yes, we just completed a survey from December and January. Had a very, very good response to it. Our members and other members from broad sectors and big companies were quite responsive. And what they were telling us was that employment is still very good. Unemployment is virtually zero. And what people who without work a short period of time during the year were probably changing jobs or changing companies that were being reformed. Also, it looks like that the vacuum is being filled. As we reported last year, there's about a need for 2 million security professionals across the world. And with the salaries going up and the demand and exceeding the supply at this point, more and more people are starting to come into the field, as evidenced by our business. Part of the reason for this is, one, it's tough to find the correct skills, and the people that are coming into the jobs are actually looking for higher salaries. And I don't think the HR people and the hiring side has kind of adjusted to the fact that these salaries have started to rise. And, for example, as we reported about this time last year, the average from our membership certified people are making about $98,500 on average across the world. Whereas uncertified people are making about 78. So it's still tough to find the correct skills, which makes the hiring process more difficult. This, to me, is kind of a good sign in that the hiring managers are becoming more educated into what they actually want, and they're actually taking the time, it looks like, to match the correct skills with the resumes and the certifications that are out there.
So what is it going to take to finally close the gap of filling all of the positions that are still open, or is that even possible?
Well, that's really a tough question. I do see it sort of like a vacuum being filled, though. With salaries going up and with the notice that people are seeing for this, this is the place to go to get yourself trained to actually have a job waiting for you when you come out. Now, one of the more disappointing things from the study or the survey that we noted were some traditional methods of recruiting don't seem to be working nearly as well as one would hope. Job fairs, for example. There's very few people that seem to be picking up the talent that they need from job fairs. We've invested some money as a government into the cyber corps. Cyber corps and programs like that produce good people that they just aren't capable at this point of producing enough. And then the bigger issue, of course, is academia it still needs to retool their programs and their curricula, their coursework, in order to produce security people, that particular security people, that can hit the ground running. Most often it's found that they do have to have additional training either through companies like ours or other companies to actually be effective in the workplace.
We're speaking with Hord Tipton, the executive director of ISC Squared and former CIO of Interior, and I want you to elaborate a little bit on that last point. Even if you have a degree from one of the universities, say a computer science degree of some kind, you still need those certifications that are vendor and product related to really be able to function at a high level?
Well, you actually need both. ISC Squared is a vendor neutral, so the training and certification we provide works across all the vendors. But we look at ourselves as the piece that actually picks up after the formal education ends. And then once you get into this field with technology changing as quickly as it does, you have to stay current. And this is one of the things that the hiring officials are now noting, that in order to keep people current, they have to be connected to some type of a program that encourages them to stay current. And they have to continue to learn the new things and new techniques that that are necessary in order to understand what they're working with.
What are a couple of the biggest differences between the way the federal government handles finding good cybersecurity people and how the private sector does it?
I don't know that there's a lot of difference on doing that. Right now, it appears that there's a lot of competition in doing it. And the federal government does hire or use a lot of qualified, certified people, but they come through contractors. And so there's a natural pairing there, and the government is starting to put more and more pressure on contractors to have and to demonstrate that they have qualified security forces.
And what about the hiring of former black hat hackers types? Sometimes you see them having, you know, come to the light side and become good employees. Is that a common strategy, and can it be done safely?
It's moving in that direction, but this is where different companies and different segments of government have different points of view on doing that. Our whole business revolves around that element of trust, and if you can indeed find good candidates that you see that you could develop that element of trust, then we see companies starting to do that. This is probably happening in private companies more so than in government, but there are indeed special segments of government that are hiring these people because, you know, they do have the skills, and they can demonstrate it. It's just, you know, how far have they gone, what kind of a track record do they have, and what does it look like going forward?
Howard Tipton is Executive Director of ISC Squared and the former CIO of Interior. Thanks so much for joining us with that update.
My pleasure, and hope to talk to you soon.
All right, and you can find more information on that survey at federalnewsradio.com, and later on we will post this interview.